Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And what's that? My Girl, The Temptations. One of the great songs of all time. On this day in 1964, The Temps started recording that song. Thank you, Temptations. Our day in history, this September the 25th. On this day in 1690, public occurrences, both foreign and domestic, it was the first newspaper ever published in what is now the United States, but way before the U.S., published the first and only time. It closed right away. But many years later, another major occurrence happened in our journalistic history, important for those of us in it and those of you listening to WEAA, is on this day the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism was founded in New York City in 1912. And we'll conclude with another question about journalism that's going to be really interesting as we remember this day in history. This is a day in 1891, in the midst of a cotton picker strike. It was a strike of plantation workers in the South took place in Arkansas. It was one of the last kind of battles against the end of Reconstruction and the implementation of segregation throughout the South. People were rising up to stand for themselves and were on strike and fighting back in an effort to get their not just rights, but union rights, but their own rights to more money as they were picking cotton in the fields owned by the white plantation owners. And on this day, during the midst of that, two African-American sharecroppers were killed by the police and overseers as they were battling in their strike for more justice. And in total, 15 African-Americans died during this struggle. Another six were put in prison for lengthy terms on chain gangs. And a white plantation owner was also killed during this bloody strike and battle for freedom in 1891. We've been covering the Little Rock Interracial Little Rock High School a lot during this course of the week because this is the anniversary. And on this day, the Little Rock Nine, Minnie Jean Brown, Elizabeth Eckford, Ernest Green, Thelma Mothershed, Melba Patillo, Gloria Ray, Terrence Roberts, Jefferson Thomas, and Carlotta Walls began the integration of Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas on this day in 1957, accompanied by the 101st Airborne, who had to come down, back up the mobs, and take the place of the National Guard of Alabama that was dispersed by the governor. So on this day, the school was integrated in 1957. And on this day, there was a major prison escape in 1983 during the war between the Irish Republican Army and Great Britain. In 1983 was this thing, the Mays prison escape. 38 Republican prisoners, those are the IRA activists, the Irish Republican Army activists, armed with handguns, hijacked a prison meal's truck, and smashed their way out of the prison. It was the largest prison escape since World War II and in all of British history. It took place on this day in 1983. And on this day, I want to remember one of the births that happened on this day that is tied to our whole theme here, a little bit of what happened in journalism. This was the day in 1874, a man named Lewis Hine was born. He was a photographer. He wasn't just a photographer. He was a man who became a photographer early on in the early parts of the world of photography. And he began taking pictures of children who were laboring in the factories of the United States and New York. He began the crusade for the National Child Labor Committee to document what was going on with children enslaved, white, black, immigrant children enslaved in these places, having to work 12, 15, 20 hours a day, children as young as 5 and 6 years old. And he documented all of this. But it was very dangerous. He was threatened all the time by the factory police and by the foreman and people coming out threatening his life and pulling guns on him and beating him as he tried to do his work. But he did his work anyway. And those photographs began to change the nature of how this country viewed child labor and led to the beginnings of the child labor laws in this country that got children out of those factories and began to regulate what was going on. But that is the power of journalism. That's the power of what people can do when they have the power of the camera, of the written word, to change the nature of consciousness. And that, you know, to this day, they're trying to still stop people from going on factory farms, stop people from photographing inside factories, stopping us from photographing police. This still goes on today. So on this day, we remember the power of the camera, the power of journalism, the power that can change things by remembering the life of Lewis Wicks Hine, born on this day in 1874. And that is our day in history. For the rest of this day in history, please go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. Thank you.